Glenn is the victor. We are the failures, I thought in the inn. Glenn put an end to his existence at the only true moment, I thought. And he didn't finish it off himself, that is, by his own hand, as did Wertheimer, who had no other choice, who had to hang himself, I thought. Just as one could predict Glenn's end well in advance, so one could predict Wertheimer's end long in advance, I thought. Glenn is said to have suffered a fatal stroke in the middle of the Goldberg variations. Wertheimer couldn't take Glenn's death. After Glenn's death, he was ashamed to still be alive, to have outlived the genius, so to speak. That fact martyred him his entire last year, as I know. For years I tormented myself with the question whether it was right to visit him in America. A pitiful question. At first, Wertheimer didn't want to. I finally tucked him into it. Wertheimer's sister was against her brother visiting the world-famous Glenn Gould, whom she considered dangerous for him. Wertheimer finally prevailed over his sister and came with me to America and to Glenn. Over and over I kept telling myself, this is our last chance to see Glenn. I actually was expecting his death, and I had absolutely wanted to see him again. Hear him play, I thought, as I stood in the inn and inhaled its fetid aroma, which was all too familiar. I always stayed in this inn when I visited Wertheimer. Since I couldn't stay with Wertheimer, he couldn't tolerate overnight guests. I've never spent the night at his house. It never would have occurred to me. For over two decades, Wertheimer found refuge with his sister in one of the biggest and most luxurious apartments in Vienna. But finally his sister married a so-called industrialist from Switzerland and moved in with her husband. Of all places, Switzerland. And of all people, a chemical plant owner, as Wertheimer expressed it to me. A horrendous match. She left me in the lurch. Blubbered Wertheimer over and over. In his suddenly empty apartment, he appeared paralyzed. After his sister moved out, he would sit for days in a chair without moving, then start running from room to room like the proverbial chicken, back and forth, until he finally holed himself up in his father's hunting lodge. After his parents' death, he nonetheless lived with his sister and tyrannized this sister for 20 years, as I know. For years he kept her from having any contact with men and with society in general. Umbrellaed her off, so to speak, chained her to herself. But she broke loose and ditched him. How could she do this to me? He said to me. I thought, I've done everything for her, sacrificed myself for her, and now she's left me behind, just ditched me, runs after this nouveau-riche character in Switzerland. Wertheimer said, I thought, in the inn. He worked himself up several times to the claim that he had given up his piano virtuosity for love of his sister. I called it quits because of her. Sacrificed my career, he said. Gave away everything that had meant anything to me. This was how he tried to lie his way out of his own desperation, I thought. He once told me quite seriously that he had dreamed of growing old with his sister in the apartment. I'll grow old with her here in these rooms, he once told me. Things turned out differently. His sister slipped away from him, turned her back on him. Perhaps at the very last possible moment, I thought.